Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
An acquaintance of mine tells about a businessman who called a friend and got the runaround. May I please speak with Mr. Jones? Just a minute, sir, while I transfer you to his department. Second try. May I please speak with Mr. Jones? Sorry, I'll have to connect you with his division. After 2 minutes on hold, a voice comes on the phone and asks, "Who did you want to talk to?" "Mr. Jones, please, just a minute." He waits for another 2 full minutes, and then another voice says, "Mr. Jones' office, may I speak with Mike Jones?" This time he doesn't bother with the please, and there's a bit of an edge in his voice. "Just a minute." Obviously, the secretary didn't know that a moment is a division of a second. So he waits for 2 more minutes when she comes back on the line with a monotonous, "I'm sorry, Mr. Jones is not available right now. May I tell him who's calling, or would you like to leave a message on his voicemail?" Exasperated, he replies, "Tell him that God is calling and I can't wait any longer," and hangs up abruptly. I know, a ridiculous story, but there are some parallels between the incident and life which speaks to my heart. First, God does speak to us today, though his voice may not be physically audible. He doesn't leave messages on voicemail, but he speaks in ways that are often unrecognized because we tend to think someone so great and powerful would never speak unless lightning flashed from heaven. There's a second parallel that you may have to think about. Here it is. Though God is far more long-suffering and patient than we are with each other, there is an end to the patience of God. When, like the man who hung up, God is finished with us. The Bible tells us this in many different ways. One of the most forceful illustrations of the truth is the manner in which God treated mankind in the days of Noah. Every time you see a rainbow in the sky, you need to remind yourself of two truths. One, there is an end to the patience of God, yet his grace is still available to those who will trust him. God was patient with Noah's generation. In spite of the fact that God told them, "There is a limit, you can push God only so far," they laughed and mocked in disbelief. That attitude reminds me of the criminal who ate his last meal before a scheduled execution. After the main course, he pushed his dessert aside and told the jailer, "I'll have that later, not now." There was no later for him, or for those of Noah's day. Eventually, God said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever." Yet Noah believed God and found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, where is the line over which you cross and the voice of God ceases to strive with you? It's an invisible one, not marked on the pavement in front of your house, but there's one there nonetheless. Because God doesn't thunder forth audibly saying, "What you are about to do is wrong," we tend to disregard his quiet voice, the voice of conscience, often checking ourselves, saying, "You're going in the wrong direction." A final thought. If there's concern in your heart, you have not gone too far. But don't push it, friend. You don't want God hanging up on you. Be sure there is an end to the patience of God. Scripture says, "Today is the day of salvation." When you hear his voice, listen, listen carefully.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.